This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, resilience, that's a good thing for adults, but also for children as well. And I guess to become a resilient adult, you usually have to start off being a resilient child. And so to get to the bottom of this and how we can best help our kids along to cope with life and the messy bits there, here and there, we speak to Maurice Deepers, this very wise man. How are you, sir?
Not too bad, Aaron and everyone out there. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
Feeling resilient.
Resilient. And I love that you started there with that idea that resiliency is important across the lifespan. There's a lot of things we can do to develop it in kids, but that we actually build on that resilience through our life. Mm. And so resilient adults have quite often been given the opportunity to be resilient kids.
Yeah.
As well. Mm.
Well, look, you obviously deal with a range of different age groups and demographics and things like that. Would you say there are some kind of key areas to kind of build resilience in people, or maybe you're seeing the opposite end of it? You're seeing people who aren't coping with certain elements and you're thinking, if only they had developed X, Y, Z, or now could, you know, learn X, Y, Z, you know, they would be better off.
And that's exactly right. That's very much how I'm coming at this this morning, and very much the sort of work that I do and see each and every day, because it's a bit of a difficult reality, but a lot of the people that I am seeing day in and day out are dealing with the results of some things that could have been different for them earlier, and are kind of almost going in and doing a resiliency renovation for themselves. When young people are young people, it's actually up to the adults in the world to actually create that sense of resiliency for them, and some people don't have that or haven't had that to the best of maybe they could have been. And so adults later on in life have to develop skills. But when it comes to the, I couldn't help but think that when it comes to the things that I see day in and day out, the things that people consult me for, a lot of them actually stem from some pretty important things that, occur early on in life. And that's the biggest thing at the core of kind of resiliency is a really well-defined sense of self, and the next thing that flows on from that really well-defined sense of self, who I am in the world and how I am in the world, is then a sense of self-worth because of that. And they're two really, really important things that actually, I guess, are the foundation upon which everything else that's got to do with resiliency is actually built upon those kind of core things.
Mm.
Well, break those down for a second. I guess self-worth. I, at the front, though, we should say that does, I mean, it should sound obvious and we shouldn't need to define that, but I think we do. So just in case,
We most definitely do. So our sense of who we are in the world is something that we continually build throughout our life. But really, really importantly, there's a number of key developmental milestones that kids in particular go through where they're actually understanding who they are in the world and what that means for them. And then also the limits of themselves and the limits of their abilities. And so those should actually grow throughout the lifespan so that we actually have more and more abilities as we go along. So a really good sense of self actually helps to inform my picture of the world, because I define that via my sense of self. When it comes to, you know, fostering things like self-worth, it's got a lot to do with kind of acceptance of, the choices that we make later on in life, but also the things that we do really, really well. So that sense of confidence can come from that kind of sense of self-worth as well. There's actually, this has become so key that, a psychologist by the name of Lynn Walmsley has actually developed, and I love the idea of a resiliency donut. And so, you know, in the center of the donut is the idea of, you know, who I am and who I have in my world that supports me. And then also, what can I actually do? So it's that sense of autonomy that's actually really, really closely related to our sense of self and our worth. And it's that sense of autonomy and our ability to actually engage with the world that allows us to be resilient through those storms that life throws at us.
I guess it all comes down to the fact that, you know, would it be fair that even like right now, reflecting on our lives and the things we do well and we don't do well, it's kind of getting to the base of we've got to come to terms with that life's not perfect.
That's right. And so that's another thing that's really, really important. When it comes to resiliency, it's also really important when it comes to our sense of ourself that we have limited capabilities. and that's okay. Because that second part of that sentence, and that's okay, actually helps to foster our sense of resilience, because it allows us to live with the reality, in a way, that we are going to make mistakes, that things aren't always going to go, you know, the way that we hope they would, that sometimes, unfortunately, really difficult things happen, and that there's actually our own sense of self, our worth and our autonomy will actually help to get us through that. So there's also been, you know, resiliency, particularly in kids, helps them to get through things that are difficult at school, challenges. It helps them to get through things like experiences of bullying. When it comes to the teenage years of working at who we are as adults, then a really good sense of self actually helps with things like peer pressure and things like that. So this idea of, you know, resiliency actually being a really well-defined sense of who I am and what I'm capable of and who's going to help me do this and be in the world, so important through our whole life. And I think even as adults, I think we can all understand that when it comes to a job issue or when it comes to a relationship issue, then really having a firm sense of who we are, how we are and what we're actually able to do in the situation, and then who's going to be there to help us, it's key in every aspect of life.
Maris, would you say also, though, that this day and age kind of feeds us mixed messages of where to find our self-worth? I'm just thinking, you know, I look at the pressures that especially like teenagers are under now to kind of, I guess, be so self-focused and to perfection, though. Like, you know, you must look this way, you must act this way, you must have these things, you must almost be this perfect shell. Do you think that's putting extra pressure on us finding self-worth?
Most definitely. And it does come right back to self-worth, because what it does is some of these things, some of these artificially created benchmarks actually set this desired end state where worth is supposed to exist. And so the worth no longer exists within the individual and within the individual's capabilities and really with who that person is, but in this artificially defined and designed end state that we're told is valuable, is worth, is where our sense of worth and importance comes from. And that does create a lot of problems. Particularly, that's where teenagers in particular struggle with that quite a bit, because they're in that transition period between, a child and an adult. And they're really, really, teenage years are all about developing a sense of autonomy and identity. And so those are artificial created senses of worth and senses of self can be really difficult things for teenagers to navigate because of that.
Mm. All right. I'm guessing the best way, I guess we have to wrap it up, but I guess one of the best ways to learn it too is really by being modeled too, it seems. To me, it's not something you could sort of read and go, oh, that's what I need to do. Would you say?
That's right. Well, look, this is a really interesting thing, because worth becomes self-reinforcing. So one thing that's really, really important is if children are provided when they're very young with a really clear sense of who they are and a sense of their worth and their ability to be in the world and be loved regardless of what happens for them, then that actually becomes a set of glasses that they then perceive the world in that way, and it builds. And so what actually happens, and this is a really great thing because it works for us or against us, unfortunately, is that it actually helps us to filter out information in the world, because we actually start to actually look for information that affirms our own belief about ourselves. So as adults, if we've got a belief about ourselves that, you know, that we're struggling with, that's obviously going to be the result of a lot of years of filtering information and actually finding evidence of information that reinforces that not-so-nice belief about ourselves. So if we can give it to kids early enough, they actually start, this will become a self-fulfilling thing. Even if we have this as adults, there are things that we can start to do. The evidence that we've done amazing, beautiful and wonderful things in the world is always there. It's just that it hasn't been registered in the same way. So sometimes we've just got to go back through the catalogue and search it out and see it slightly differently.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.